Kat M, compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here and allowing me to do service this evening. I was asked to speak the truth on sponsorship and my experience of working with others. So I have been abstinent in program for 666 days today. And I've worked with 5 people. I have sponsored 5 people in this program thus far. And in the very beginning, I was told when I came, when I came to the rooms, if you're available, say yes to the service you're asked for. So when people asked me to sponsor, I said yes to everybody before we even checked schedules. So I did have to learn in the beginning that, especially because I'm Pacific Coast and a lot of the meetings I do are East Coast. So I do actually have to have a conversation first to make sure that our schedules align because it can be kind of tricky. So I did have to learn a little bit of boundaries there in the beginning. And being able to sponsor, like specifically talking about step 12, like service, spreading the message, it really is the biggest privilege of program. Like this, the 12 steps is a program of miracles. And when someone asks me to sponsor them, it tells me that they've seen a change in me that they are wanting for themselves. Like they've seen this spiritual experience that we talk about. And there's literally nothing special about me. I am just another bozo on the bus, just farther along the journey than whoever I'm working with. And that really is the case. It has been an amazing privilege to get to walk alongside other people's through their struggles and their wins. In the beginning, I was terrified to sponsor because my defect of perfectionism was in there quite heavily. I kept like just asking, what's the best way? But there isn't one right way. Every person that I've worked with has been completely different. When I came into program, I wasn't ready to do the work yet. I was in the rooms for about 11 months before I was able to put the food down. So people who can just come right in, get a sponsor right away, I am so envious that they were just able to act as if and do it because I had to fight and dig my heels in a bit first. So the sponsors that had to put up with me, I really give them prompts because I didn't make it easy. And in getting to work with other people now, they say in this program, if you spot it, you got it. So when it's funny because my higher power has a sense of humor because oftentimes he will place people that I'm working with as having quite similar situations to things I've either just faced or I'm also facing as well. And so as they're kind of going through their scenario, I'm like, oh, okay, yep. And then it helps me a lot to identify my own character defects because it's easier to see it in other people. So the longer I'm in program, I'm realizing that I really don't know anything yet. We know the basics of program, but there is no arriving in OA, if you will. We can work toward a healthy body weight, we can make it to goal weight, but there's no, you're either growing or you're rotting. So if I'm not still continuing to look just at my own program and how I can keep furthering my relationship with my higher power, then I'm gonna stop growing, and then I'm at risk of picking up the food again. And in working with other people, I am able to, I'm forced to look outside of myself. So in helping another, the big book says, there's nothing else that compares to helping a newcomer, helping someone who's struggling. We often say the newcomer or the struggling member in the room is the most important person. And without anybody new, we can't spread the message. So we really do need the newcomers, and returning members and all of the people who are still abstinent. We really need everybody to make this work. And it really is a beautiful process. In working with other people, I see myself a little bit as like a spirit guide, meaning it's my understanding that it's my job to try to put my sponsee's hand in their higher power's hand, on this journey, because I don't actually have the answers for anybody. Like, I can't run my own life. Like, no one should hire me to run their life. So it really is, the answers really are within us when we become unblocked from our higher power. So just that process of being available. Two sponsors ago had said to me when I was just kind of like freaking out about, like, what am I supposed to do? And she's like, literally, you answer the phone. When your sponsee calls, you answer the phone, you listen to them, and that, like, you bring it back to the 12 steps. Like, we spread the message, not the mess. Like, I can be vulnerable with like where I'm struggling, you know, and what's worked for me in the program. Like, I need to be authentic, because this program asks us to, tell someone in step five, like, our deepest, darkest secrets. So in order for that to happen, if I'm not vulnerable and, you know, creating a safe space with whoever I'm working with, then we're not going to be able to do that. And if we can't do that, then there is risk of relapse. Like, if we're not fully committing ourselves to the simple steps of this program, simple but not easy. Or sorry, yeah, simple but not easy. This definitely has been the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. Even today, just at the dog park, I was on the phone with an OA fellow, and my dog is just off sniffing, and I'm like, "Get over here! Like, let's go!" And then I'm like, "Okay, powerless. Step one moment at the dog park, cannot control the dog." So it's in the beginning, it was like, okay, when someone wanted to work with me, I like with my first sponsee, I was like, okay, how hard can this be, right? Like, I share my experience, strength, and hope, what I did, and then they'll just do that and it'll all work out. So, like, I learned very quickly, you literally can't control anybody. Like, it took me so long to become willing to do anything that I do today, that it just like this really is a process of growth. So I learned very quickly that it doesn't matter what Kat thinks should happen. It literally, like, they have to find their own way. Like, I'm here to listen, to help, to bring it back to the literature. If I don't have the answer and they're comfortable with it, I can call my sponsor, run it by my sponsor. Or if I know of another fellow, like, say someone is dealing with, a divorce or something like that that I have not personally experienced, there might be someone better suited to help them through that particular issue. But I found that really funny in the beginning, because I did try to, just do this, and it doesn't work. So everybody's got their own will. And this is most importantly, like, when I work with people, I literally say to them, this is your spiritual, this is your spiritual experience. Like, this worked for me. I don't know what will work for you. And I just say it like that because there's no wrong way to get to the top of the mountain. Like, I once heard someone say, the only wrong way to do this is to be telling other people that they shouldn't be doing it that way. Like, everyone's on their own journey. So everyone who's working toward this goal of abstinence and working the 12-step way of life is on the right path. And everything that's happened to me on this path needed to happen to me to get to this point, because God does nothing for me. He does it. He really does it to me. Even if I don't like it, I don't like a lot of it because I don't like pain. And this is a program, unfortunately, this is entirely a program of action. What am I willing to do today for my sobriety, and how can I be of service to others? And there was somebody recently, I'm in a 10-step group, And they posted something along the lines of, I've got to put my big girl pants on and go help somebody else. And I really appreciated that because I fall so easy into like victim mentality, self-pity, like just poor me. And in getting to work with other people, I am able. It just disrupts that, just like that self narrative, that obsession of the mind, and it puts me back to work. Because I find for me, the worst thing I can do is have an idle mind, because then it is free to kind of wander and worry and fear, and it just starts to spin. So staying of service, and staying connected. Before I sponsored, I did outreach calls. I joined the meeting I was involved with had like a welcoming committee. So I didn't love making phone calls. So I was like, okay, getting on that service team, because then they know you're calling. They've accepted you, like they've put their name out to have a call. And the worst thing that happens is they don't really say anything on the phone. You end the phone call, but it is a planned phone call. They know about it. So I started there, and that was really helpful. And then I think I started sponsoring when I was on about step three. Because they do say, you know, if you're farther along the path, you can help somebody. I don't have enough experience yet in program. Like I just tell my sponsees, like, if they feel comfortable to help somebody with something that, like, and they're farther along the journey, then the question is, they feel comfortable to answer it. I don't know if OA really has like any like official rules on that. Like, I know in other programs like AA, like, you know, you work the steps and then you sponsor. So I don't know if OA has an opinion on that one, but step 12 does say after having a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, then we work with others. So what hasn't worked for me? I did write a couple notes just in case I lost my train of thought. So, big important part for me was I am only responsible for my own recovery. So just back to that powerlessness piece, because in the beginning, as a new sponsor, kind of terrified, you know, you're out there, you have no idea what you're doing, you're trying to lead someone else who's a little bit more lost than you still are. And I like when I had people quit or just not do the work, I took it personally in the beginning, because like I wanted recovery so bad for everybody. Like I've just been so blessed on this journey that I want this for everybody. And I would be doing more work than my sponsees would, just because like I wanted them to succeed so badly. And I learned really quickly that I can't work harder than that. Like I can, but it's only going to hurt me if I'm working harder than the sponsee is working. So I have most of the people I worked with just kind of stopped doing the work. Like I've had one person make it to step four, but nobody's gone past step four with me. So I always like took that as quite like a personal attack, like in the beginning when I was totally new to this. But one of the members of my God squad is like, no, he's like, I've only sponsored like eight people. Like, you gotta, they have to be willing to do the work. I can throw them the rope, but they have to be willing to climb. And again, it can be a really slow process, because this is God's timing. And I mean, God's always willing. So like it's human timing based on if I'm willing to take the actions required of recovery today. So everyone's higher power is always waiting in the wings, but it's me that drags my heels. So whenever you're ready, it takes as long as it takes, literally. So like my baseline abstinence is like abstaining from ever leaving away, just regardless of what's going on with the food, because I've been out there and like my best thinking got me to 330 pounds and a really sick type 2 diabetic dying. And the steps of this program, they really have helped unclog the pipes so that I can like access my higher power. Like I'm still working to grow my step 11. I am currently doing like another step run through with a different sponsor. My first experience was through the OA 12 and 12. I was insistent upon doing the big book step four, so my gracious sponsor took me through that. But I did the rest of the steps in the OA 12 and 12. And this time I'm going through the big book. And I'm definitely finding that going through the steps a second time, it's definitely more raw and it's hitting, like they talk about the layers of the onion, like it is being pulled back, and like my last little bit of like, things that I've kind of been holding on to that kind of slit snuck under the radar, like those character defects are like really coming out. And I'm so appreciative of our literature. We have such great literature, and it really does give the path forward. And I'm just so thankful for all of the people who have gone before me and the people that are behind me and the ones yet to come. Because this really is a we program. Like, this is not an I program. And when I start saying I, like, I have literally taken all the reins back. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to work with other people, like in any capacity, like even like literally no act of service is too small. Like literally just like texting somebody back, even if you don't hear from them, just being like, yeah, have a great day. Like just like letting other people know that we care about them. Like I might be the only person that like when I reach out to someone, I might be the only person they hear from all day. Like we don't know anyone's circumstance. Or where they came from. And it just, this gift of abstinence, and it truly is a gift. I did nothing to deserve this. This was a gift. And in being given this gift, it is my duty to pay it forward because this was given to me for free by people in this program. Like this program, I can't believe that this program is for
Yeah,
free.
2 minutes.
Like, thank you so much.
Okay.
Just the nature of people wanting to help other people for free. It really is miraculous. And I don't know if I have a ton more to say. It really has been a privilege just getting to think about what sponsorship means to me and chatting with you guys today. And just so excited to see what this next phase of this journey looks like. And thank you, ladies, so much. And with that, I pass.